It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Last week, the world lost another music legend, and sadly, we lost another appreciated guest. Sergio Mendes, the celebrated Brazilian musical pioneer, has passed on. After months battling long COVID, he was 83 years old. After his passing was announced Friday, I took a listen to the pair of interviews we were fortunate to get with him and went back to the master copy from a 2018 chat filled with lots of great history and recut us a special version just for this remembrance of a guest we'll always be grateful for, Sergio Mendes. Aloha, Sergio. Welcome. Thanks for doing this, man.
Aloha. My pleasure talking to you. It's
so cool having you back in. And this is not sent to me as a complete list, but I have this guy, Steve, the mystery emailer. And whenever anybody's coming to town, Sergio, he kind of just sends some cool historic stuff like March 23rd and 24th, 1968. Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, who were making their Hawaii debut, performed for two sold-out nights at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. One of the lead singers in his band was Lonnie Hall, now Mrs. Herb Alpert. Ticket prices, can you believe this? You can't even get parking for this anymore. Ticket prices were $5, $4, and $3.
Well, that's why I'm still broke. That's interesting.
I love how he pulls this stuff.
It's great.
Here's another one that you did, and it's just a couple of neat chestnuts. August 3rd, 1969, Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 returned to Hawaii, this time a sold-out crowd at the Blaisdell Arena. Ticket prices went up a little. Would you look at this? $575, $475, $375, but they were still getting folks in at $275.
Oh, that's great. I love that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's crazy how things used to be. And that takes us back to you. You're growing up in Brazil. I understand that your pop was a physician, but dial in, what I don't understand is when and how music became such a force in your life that you went to enter a local music conservatory to become a classical pianist.
Right. I was 7 years old, so I went to learn the piano. My mom wants me to learn the piano, and I really enjoyed, you know, learning classical music and practicing and playing. And so that was the beginning. And then after that, when I started listening to jazz pianists like Art Tatum and Thelonious Monk and Horace Silver, so that changed my mind. And I said, wow, I started listening to that kind of music. And then Bossa Nova started in Brazil, late 50s. And I was playing in clubs in Rio de Janeiro, and, you know, I was part of that movement. You know, Antonio Carlos Jobim being the most important of all of them, and our greatest songwriter. And then in 62, there was a Bossa Nova concert at Carnegie Hall. First time I came to the United States. We played there with Jobim and João Gilberto, Stan Getz, Dizzy Gillespie. And then I went back to Brazil and came back here to L.A. in 1965. Then we started auditioning for record companies and met Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, A&M. They were just starting the company, and they signed me to A&M. And that was the beginning of my career here.
Dialing back just a little bit into some of the little chestnuts that you were going over, you were backing some U.S. jazz musicians when they would play in Brazil too, huh? That was another way that you got some great early experience.
Right, that's right. A lot of jazz guys went to Brazil. They still do, you know, to travel. And so a lot of them stopped by this club in Rio where I was playing, and it was great to meet them, you know. I never thought one day I would be here and having a career in the United States.
Right. Can you even believe it? That first time that you got to New York, your very first trip ever to America was going to be for a gig at Carnegie Hall.
Wasn't that amazing? Yeah, it was great. I mean, I knew about it because that was the celebration of the Bossa Nova thing. And because of that, I went to Birdland. I met Cannonball Adderley, and he invited me to make a record with him. So that was another wonderful encounter also for me.
All on a first trip to the country. So you guys end up signed to A&M with Jerry Moss and Herb Alpert. Prior to that, though, you had worked at Atlantic with Ahmet Ertegun. Is there some experience with him that sticks out?
Oh, wonderful. Actually, it was Nesui Ertegun, his older brother, that was... Nesui came to Brazil to make a record with Herbie Mann, and I met him. He was always playing a little club in Rio, and he invited me to play on the album, and he said, you know, if you ever come to New York, I want you to make records for me. And that was Atlantic. So Nesui was a dear friend and a great mentor for me, you know, not only, you know, music, but art. And he was an amazing, incredible music person. And I was very fortunate to have met and worked for him.
So it was more with his brother than with Ahmet.
Yeah, it was Ahmet. Of course, I knew Ahmet. Ahmet was there, you know, but Nesui was the jazz guy. Ahmet was more of the rock and roll guy, if I can put it this way.
I love that. It's a great way of hearing your way of differentiating the two. Sometimes when I'm talking to people, they have experience of getting to play at the White House.
Was for Richard Nixon, was the visit of the Spanish King Juan Carlos. And then I played for Reagan after that.
Ah, okay.
The visit of the Brazilian president. So we played twice at the White House. I wish I had played for Obama, that I loved.
Right, right.
He'll invite me when he comes back.
But those are cool memories, huh? Getting to do something like that.
And wonderful memories, yes.
One of the cats I've never heard you talk about was what led to The Real Thing, Stevie Wonder song, really beautiful.
Well, Stevie, what happened is Steve loved Brazilian music, and I got a call from him one day saying that he would like to sing in Portuguese, one of the songs that he wrote. And I wrote some Portuguese words for him, and he sang in Portuguese, of course, and we became very good friends. And then he wrote for me this song, The Real Thing. And he is one of the most amazing musicians, and I mean, he's like, I'm a huge fan. And then on the album Timeless, he came again, and he was around at the same studio, and he heard I was making a new record there. And he brought his harmonica and put a solo on one of the songs. Yeah, Steve is a genius. One of a few.
When you're doing The Real Thing, he just writes it and hands it off to you, or was he there in the studio?
No, we're in the studio together. He was playing clavinet, and I was playing piano. It was a wonderful experience, great days.
Back in the old days, there were times when bands, almost like that Bill Graham spirit of putting bands that were of different kinds together, anything that sticks out in your mind, like, wow, these were some strange bills I got to do with so-and-so?
That's an interesting question. You know, we opened the show with Brazil 60 for the Smothers Brothers. Now figure this one out, which was wonderful. So the idea of having comedians and then us as music, I think, was a great thing. And was in Washington, D.C., at the Carter Barron, 66.
I was watching you on American Bandstand. I was doing a little homework for this.
Oh, yeah. I did all the specials that Bob Hope, and did a special with Fred Astaire. We did a couple, which was very important to me. I did a couple of tours with Frank Sinatra twice in 68 and then in the 80s again, all over Europe and the United States.
Was that something that when it got booked, were you excited?
Of course, yes. You kidding? Absolutely. And we're great friends, you know, until he passed.
Had those tours been when you began your friendship?
Yes, yes.
Final question. What's a dream collaboration, something you haven't done that you would still, you know?
Wow. From the top of my head, if I'll say right now, I would love to do something with McCartney, with Paul.
Had you never interacted with any of the Beatles?
Although he's, you know, he wrote me a letter thanking for my version of Fool on the Hill. And so, yeah, I would love to do something with him. He's a melody guy, and I think would be great.
A very busy Sergio Mendes.
Yes.
And he's joining us here. We're so privileged ahead of these shows.
I'm really looking forward to be there. I love Hawaii.
Ah, well, there's a lot of love for you. We're looking forward to you coming back. You have
Thank
fun.
You.
Did you have fun today? Was this okay?
Yeah, it was great, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. You coming to the show?
Of course.
They give you a discount for $3 for...
They give me 1968 prices, right?
Right, yeah.
Giving you a hug, a high five.
Okay. big hug to you too.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.